0800 121 8080 to have your say this afternoon here on BBC Radio Stoke. Let's change tack just for a moment. You've probably seen German Chancellor Angela Merkel on TV recently, shaking uncontrollably. Been a lot of speculation about what's going on. Rather than add to that, I wondered, how important is it for someone in authority to project an image of being in control? Not just in control of their policies and in control of what they're talking about, but in control of everything. I thought I'd seek the advice of image consultant Kate Evans about Angela Merkel and how important image is.
It's really difficult, and I really feel for her because she will be more aware of it than anybody. I think when people are in a position of authority and they have something physical like that happening, it's so important for them to feel confident of everything else that they're doing, so what they're wearing, and what they're going to be saying, so that they can sort of hope that those things will distract from the one thing that everybody might be noticing a bit.
Does it matter? I mean, we do notice it. We're talking about it now on BBC Radio Stoke, but ultimately, does it matter?
No, I don't think personally it does. I mean, obviously she's a leader, she's somebody with huge authority and a lot of responsibility, and therefore you would hope that she knows what's happening and what she's doing. But no, I don't think it matters. I think you just have to hope that she is well and let her get on with the job that she's there to do.
And yet image is seemingly so important these days, isn't it?
It really is, because it says so much about you. Your image is... I mean, there's a stat that when you meet somebody for the first time, the impression you make on somebody, 55% on the impression you make on somebody is from what you look like, and only 5% of the impression you make on somebody is from what you actually say. So much of the impression you're making when you're meeting people, especially somebody in her position where you're being judged by the world's media the entire time, it is so important what you look like and what you're wearing and how you're holding yourself, because that's what people judge you on.
Do senior politicians have advisers then, people like you, who they will turn to deal with, you know, everything from the wardrobe, the hair, the makeup, whether they be male or female, if they're on TV these days? Are there sort of crowds of people offering advice and pointing people in the right direction?
I'm sure there are, and absolutely. I mean, I've been approached in the past to work with a politician. If they don't feel confident in their image and what they're doing, then they absolutely, you would come to an expert to help you to do that. But other people, yeah, they just figure it out themselves. But I can tell often if somebody's had some expert help. They just look more polished, they look more put together, and I think that gives them an innate confidence.
Oh, come on, what's a giveaway for the rest of us?
If they're wearing the right colour, that really, really helps. I mean, the colour is has such a massive impact on the impression you make. If you're wearing the wrong colour, to the inexperienced eye, and I'm not meaning that rudely, but if you aren't trained in colour, you might not necessarily notice that the colour's wrong, but you just might look at them, and you just think something's just not working there. You can really tell when somebody knows their colours.
Okay, so when you say colour, I mean, is it colour to match people's skin tone and hair, or is it colour to match people's politics and message?
Oh, no. It's when I'm talking about colour, I'm talking about colours that work with your hair colour, your skin tone, your eye colour. And what you're trying to do is wear a colour that works with those features. If you're wearing the wrong colour, it can make you look ill. So the colour will reflect onto your face and make you look tired and give you a sort of an impression of a double chin. But it also can make your head look a bit like a lollipop, just stuck on top of your body with no connection to the colours you're wearing on your body. So everything just looks a bit disconnected.
I've taken the beard approach to the double chin, which seems to work for me.
Absolutely.
It works fine. Thanks very much for talking to us on BBC Radio Stoke this afternoon. Image consultant with us on the show, Kate Evans, talking about how important it is for people in authority to project that image of control.